And we're turning now to the annual report of the Environmental Protection Agency published this morning. The EPA dealt with almost 81,000 complaints last year, 90% of them relating to waste or litter. The report also warns that the country's water quality is in decline, with agriculture continuing to have a significant impact. David Pollard, Programme Manager with the EPA's Office of Environmental Enforcement, is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with waste, because the majority of complaints you received were about waste. You found a particular problem with construction and demolition waste. What's going wrong?
Maybe if you don't mind, I just say, first of all, that the local authorities play a vital role in the protection of our environment. They're the boots on the ground. They're closest to the action, and they have the powers.
They're the people inspecting and hopefully enforcing.
Correct. I suppose the purpose of the enforcement framework, or the assessment framework, which is the subject of this report, is about pushing consistency, driving consistency across all 31 local authorities. So that's, I suppose, to give you that background first. In relation to the waste, I suppose segregation is absolutely critical. If we segregate our waste, then we can reuse the material. So if you take in the construction and demolition sector as an example, if we're properly segregating and managing our construction and demolition materials right through the waste chain, then we can reuse them so they don't become a cost, they become of value. We avoid unnecessary quarrying for new materials, and we avoid filling up landfills with stuff that shouldn't go in there in the first place. So this, I suppose, segregation is really important. And the local authority enforcement is key to making sure that that happens effectively.
Would it be fair to say that some local authorities are better at policing this than others?
Absolutely. I mean, what we see in our results is quite mixed. I don't think we've any local authority that performed excellently across all, but equally we didn't see any local authority perform poorly across all. There's a high level of activity. There's local authorities between them carried out something like 200,000 inspections last year. However, what we're not seeing is, I suppose, the translation of those inspections into environmental outcomes. So what we want is not just to see local authorities carrying out inspections, but where issues are found, that they follow through and improve, that the environment improves as a result of that.
You highlight also a decline in water standards. What's happening?
Well, as I suppose we pointed out in a number of our recent reports, the water quality in our rivers and lakes is generally not in a good place, and it continues to decline. A key factor in this is the runoff of fertilisers and slurries from agriculture. Again, local authorities play a key role here, because they're responsible for enforcing the relevant regulations. And I suppose, you know, the message in our report is, one, there aren't enough inspections actually happening. We need to see inspections are still, I think, 40. Last year, there were still at 43% of pre-COVID levels. The other point, I suppose, we're making is those inspections need to happen in the right place. They need to be looking at the right thing in the right place, because we know the areas that are most sensitive, and these are the areas where the inspections need to happen. And finally, where issues are found, they're not being followed through on. So we need to not just do inspections, but make sure that where we find issues, that they're resolved.
One thing that struck me is that air quality seems to be very much the poor relation. Just six local authorities in the period under examination, just six local authorities had carried out inspections under the solid fuel regulations.
I think it is true that across the local authority sector, the lowest level of enforcement resource is allocated to air and noise. The vast majority of the inspections tend to be in the waste sector. I suppose where there are air quality issues, they tend to be localised. So again, it's really important that the local authorities get involved. Obviously, the solid fuel regulations are new, and we're seeing that they're you know, I suppose, a critical priority for local authorities going forward.
Mm-hmm. Looking overall, as you say, you know, it's clear that, that some local authorities are doing better than others. Looking at the report, the lowest performing local authorities, Offaly, Mayo, Sligo, Wexford and Waterford, the better performing local authorities, Kildare, Dublin City, Leitrim, Monaghan and Fingal. Is there anything that you can do to those local authorities that maybe aren't performing so well to say, listen, lads, you've got to try a bit harder here?
Look, I suppose the where we're seeing good performance, really that indicates that the local authorities have, you know, have a structured approach, that they're following through, that they're providing evidence that you know, as a result of their inspection work, that there are improvements to the environment. I suppose where we're not, the and I suppose the poor performing local authorities are the opposite of that. So absolutely, we need to put supports. There's a whole process around this, and I suppose the first, this is a new framework. Prior to this, the framework looked primarily at numbers, the numbers mm-hmm. of inspections. This is the first time we really focused on the outcomes of those inspections. So
not just what they found, but what they did about what they found.
Correct.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for being with us in the studio this morning. That was David Pollard of the Environmental Protection Agency.